I've got a couple of old hymn books that I use a lot, and of course, the message from yesterday came straight out of the Redemption Hymnal, the old Pentecostal book. I love that one. Come ye yourselves apart and rest. But as another one here, that when he calls you apart to rest, you'll hear echoing in your heart. And that is deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus, daily let me go. Higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Deeper, deeper, blessed Holy Spirit, take me deeper still, till my life is wholly lost in Jesus and his perfect will. Deeper, deeper, though it cost hard trials, deeper let me go. Rooted in the holy love of Jesus, let me fruitful grow. Deeper, higher, every day in Jesus, till all conflict past finds me conqueror and in his own image perfected at last. Those two messages, the one of coming apart and the one of asking to go deeper and deeper in the love of Jesus, they go together like a horse and carriage, you know. Because when he calls you to come apart and rest, it is for the sole purpose of perfecting the image of Jesus in you. And while you are in that place of rest, hopefully not with your legs tied together to make you stay there, he will teach you deep things about yourself and about him and how he wants to conform you to the image of his Son. I'm just right now embarking on a time of rest. I know I've been called aside. It's been coming for some weeks, I think, but I had to wait to be sure that this was what was being called for and that it wasn't just me. You know, you can be tired in the work, but it's not so good when you're tired of the work. And right now, I'm tired in the work. I knew I was tired when I start waking every morning and longing to be with him, groaning, as Paul says, for bodily release. If you haven't experienced that, you will, sooner or later. Just longing to be with him forever. But there we are. I'm coming apart to rest. And I know the purpose is to go deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. God bless you, and don't forget to go if he's calling you.